You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. India has strengthened its strategic partnership with Vietnam by extending a $300 million line of credit for the procurement of two types of patrol boats, a move aimed at enhancing Vietnam's maritime security. The announcement came during a joint meeting statement by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Vietnamese Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh amidst increasing concerns over China's assertive actions in the Indo-Pacific. In the statement, Modi stressed India's commitment to development over expansionism, subtly addressing China's growing influence in the region. The credit line, valued at approximately Rs. 2,400 crore, underscores India's support for Vietnam's defense capabilities, contributing to regional stability. The $300 million US line of credit also includes provisions for the rapid implementation of defense procurement projects. Up next, for the first time since the Cold War, a significant prisoner exchange occurred between the United States and Russia, involving the release of high-profile detainees. The exchange, which took place in Turkey's capital, Ankara, involved 24 prisoners, including Wall Street Journal journalist Ivan Gershinovich and Russian spy Vadim Kariskov. The swap, facilitated by Turkey, was conducted at Ankara Airport. Among the exchanged prisoners were 8 Russians and 4 Americans, with additional detainees from Germany, Poland, and Belarus. The arrangement marked a notable diplomatic maneuver amidst heightened tensions between the US and Russia. The prisoners' exchange highlights a rare instance of cooperation between the two countries amidst ongoing geopolitical strife. Meanwhile, Pune Metro is continuing to see a rise in its passenger count. As per a press release, a total of 31,20,293 passengers took the metro from July 1st to July 31st, with an average daily passenger count of 1,06,101. During this period, the metro also generated over Rs. 4.98 crore. Maha Metro MD Shravan Hardikar said that about 53,025 passengers have obtained one Pune card. He added, quote, "The feeder services from Ramwadi Metro Station to the airport and Aeon IT Park are receiving a positive response. PMPML and Maha Metro are effortlessly working to expand feeder services to more routes." End quote. Out of the total passengers, 1,070,655 travelled from PCMC station to District Court station on the Purple Line 1. Moving on, Vinod Cookware on Friday announced that it has acquired Helux International Private Limited, with an aim to expand its existing B2C reach by bringing high-quality, healthy and sustainable cookware directly to every Indian household. The acquisition, it added, will connect the company with Indian premium craftsmanship and top-tier marketing efforts with a contemporary female entrepreneurial sales network, which includes 60-plus branch franchises and 20,000 sales consultants, 90% female, to direct B2C reach. For Helux International, this acquisition will open doors to advanced facilities and a wider distribution network, further accelerating the company's growth and market penetration. In another development, Air India announced the suspension of its scheduled flights to and from Israel capital Tel Aviv. This comes amid a growing tension in the Middle East. The decision comes into effect immediately and will continue till August 8th. The airline posted the announcement on social media platform X. It wrote, quote, "In view of the ongoing situation in parts of the Middle East, we have suspended scheduled operation of our flights to and from Tel Aviv with immediate effect up to and including 8th August 2024. We are continuously monitoring the situation and are extending support to our passengers with confirmed bookings for travel to and from Tel Aviv during this period, with a one-time waiver of rescheduling and cancellation charges." End quote. Next up, Toyota Kirloskar Motor signed a memorandum of understanding with the government of Maharashtra to examine the setting up of a greenfield manufacturing facility at Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar. The company is said to have a manufacturing setup with two state-of-the-art units located at Bidadi, with the support from Karnataka. Toyota Kirloskar Motor, including its group companies, have invested more than Rs. 16,000 crores and created close to 86,000 jobs in the entire value chain, including supplier and dealer partners. Toyota's cumulative export contributions also stand at approximately Rs. 32,000 crores, thus representing the company's export focus. The company has also supported 2.3 million lives by aiming to enhance their quality of life at the grassroots level. Lastly, Indian benchmark indices snapped 5-day winning run and ended lower, with Nifty below 24,750 on August 2nd. At close, the Sensex was down 885.60 points or 1.08% at 80,981.95, and the Nifty was down 293.20 points or 1.17% at 24,717.70. About 1,426 shares advanced, 1,960 shares declined, and 83 shares unchanged. changed. Biggest Nifty losers were Eicher Motors, Maruti Suzuki, Tata Motors, Hindalco Industries, JSW Steel. While gainers included Divis Labs, HDFC Bank, Dr. Reddy's Labs, Sun Pharma and Kotak Mahindra Bank. Among sectors except pharma and healthcare, all other indices ended in the red, with auto, energy, PSU Bank, IT, metal and realty down 1-3%. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.